This is Elisa Talmadge with Mission Network News, and I'm speaking today with the president of Asian Access, Joe Hanley. Joe, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, Elisa. Thank you.
Well, Joe, we're talking about a new partnership that you guys have starting here that actually it should be Mission Network News listeners should be familiar with this group that you guys are partnering with. Before we get into actually all of the partnership details, though, I was thinking, the reason that you guys are partnering with another group is to send more church planting missionaries to Japan. So what's the need first in Japan for more church planting missionaries?
Well, it's been a critical need for many years. Japan has been a very challenging mission field for decades. But now in this unique season, the needs are phenomenal. We're seeing response rates to Christ like I've never seen in my lifetime. And so the need for people to go and help plant churches is significant. Japanese pastors across the country, and particularly in the regions most affected by the tsunami and the nuclear plant disaster, have huge vision to plant churches, and they've asked us for their help. So it's a significant season to be investing in sending people to serve as church planters and to come alongside of key pastors and helping them plant churches.
So, Joe, tell our listeners who you guys are partnering with and a little bit about why you wanted to partner with this specific group.
Yeah, we realize that we're in a new era for mission in the world today. It's a completely different era. In fact, just a few months ago, we were at a conference called Reset, where we were looking at North American mission and the big changes that are happening around the world. And we realized this several years ago. And started looking into ways that we could follow God's path in building kingdom synergy for collaborative endeavors in what God has called us to do. In addition to that, the economy has been a part of this as well. And the challenge for us as a small mission to really be the most effective at mobilizing enough people was quite significant. So we started about a three-year process of reviewing what is God telling us in the midst of all these changes. And that led us over the course of 3 years to do an intensive review of how we could do mission more efficiently, more effectively, and bring kingdom collaboration kind of back to the Bible in the sense of people working together for the kingdom. To bear on the work we have in Japan. That led us to a mission called SIM USA. SIM has been around for many years, a very stable organization, and they had the economy of scale to come alongside of us and help us do the very things we were looking for. In addition to that, they're so kingdom-minded and humble in their approach that they would allow us to be the key leaders on the field. So Asian Access would retain the championing of the mission and vision that we have in Japan, managing the work on the ground, and overseeing missionary care on site. But SIM would handle all the other functions of mobilization, recruiting, reseeding, and that is great kingdom stewardship. We can pull our resources together for more effective kingdom collaboration. And we hope that it would prove to be a new model, given all the dynamics that missions are facing today and the challenges of both stewardship and the need for collaboration in what God has called us to do.
Well, you know, we've seen an upswing in Japan of openness to the gospel since the tsunami. But it sounds like, if I'm hearing you right, that you guys had been planning on some sort of partnership long before that happened.
That's correct. Yeah, we realized that the needs were great. We had seen great success in our vision and mission during the 80s and 90s. And then we started to see a bit of a plateau in church planting. And we realized we needed some new energy and some fresh recruits and enormous horsepower to really fulfill the vision that God has called us to do. which is particularly to establish church planting networks that would plant 1,000 churches across Japan. And in order to really get to what we needed to accomplish, even prior to the tsunami's effects, we realized that we needed more horsepower as a mission, because we are simply too small in the overall economy of scale to effectively do it well. And so we went back to our roots. You know, some of our roots are, you know, one of our core values is networking. Much of what we do involves partnership. So we thought, you know, God has really given us a unique gifting, and let's pursue this even stronger and see if we can be better in what he's called us to do.
Well, what an open door, Joe, that you guys have now. How can we be praying for you guys as you embark on this next chapter in your ministry in Japan?
Yeah, please pray for us. Pray for SIM USA. We are excited about partnering with them and looking forward to what God has in store for us in the future. Pray for churches across Japan that are, you know, right now in the middle of the rebuilding efforts and reconstruction and rebuilding lives. It's a crucial season for them as they serve and minister in the single most unreached area of the country. Here you have one of the largest unreached people groups in the world. In addition to that, the one area that was most impacted was the least reached of that entire country. So please pray that God would provide them the resources they need, give them the strength they need, and then help us help them in planting churches. Pray for SIM USA as they move into this new mobilization stream and for them open a brand new field. May we partner well and follow God's kingdom principles to achieve the vision and mission that he has collaboratively called us to. And then finally, you know, pray for the resources to do the ministry. God's doing enormous work in Japan, and the costs are humongous. So pray that God would provide the financial resources and the people resources to achieve the vision and mission that he's called us to.
Well, Joe, as people hear this and maybe they think, you know, I haven't forgotten Japan and they've been on my heart since the tsunami in particular, are there ways that they can partner with you guys and this project and what you guys are doing in Japan, just a website to go to or that sort of thing?
Yes, we have a new website that is set up just for the partnership. You can go to gotojapan.org, gotojapan.org. You can also go to asianaccess.org/Japan. Both of those sites provide an enormous amount of resources for those that want to serve, that want to help out, that want to pray.
All right. Well, again, we've been speaking today with Joe Hanley from Asian Access. Joe, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, it was a pleasure being with you. Thank you.
And I'm Elisa Talmadge with Mission Network News.